San Francisco Baykeeper is one of a wide array of Bay and Delta watchdogs that filed a protest telling the State Water Resources Control Board that the Delta Conveyance Project will harm the entire ecosystem. John Rosenfield, science director for Baykeeper, says the main problem facing native fish like Chinook salmon, green sturgeon, and white sturgeon, as well as other species, is the unsustainable diversion of Central Valley River flows before enough fresh water can reach the Delta and the Bay.
San Francisco Bay is an estuary, and that's a very special environment where freshwater and saltwater mix. And this, our native fish species and wildlife species are adapted to this very special environment. But we take out more than half of the water that would make it to San Francisco Bay before it reaches the bay. And that's had a tremendous impact on this very special estuarine habitat that our fish and wildlife rely on.
Rosenfield says water diversions already wreak havoc with the natural flow of water through the Delta to the Pacific Ocean, and they have resulted in closures of the salmon fishing season for the past 2 years. Governor Gavin Newsom is promoting the Delta Tunnel as a way to save the Delta environment while ensuring a reliable water supply for Central Valley farmers and Southern California cities. But the protest cites the state's own agencies identifying unsustainable water diversions and low river flows as the main driver of the Bay's 6 endangered fish species.
The Department of Water Resources will, on the one hand, say this is not about taking more water. It's just to guarantee the water supplies we already take out of the rivers and delta. But on the other hand, Department of Water Resources announces every year how much more water they could have diverted from the Sacramento River if they had a tunnel.
Massive pumps at the South Delta pour water into canals headed to south of Delta users. In doing so, they misdirect Delta water flows, resulting in substantial numbers of fish being sucked in and killed. Newsom's proposed tunnel would siphon water from the north end of the Delta and is being promoted as a mechanism to avoid high fish mortality. But Rosenfield affirms that's not actually how it's going to work.
Folks need to realize that the existing South Delta export facilities will still be in operation even with the Delta Tunnel, because at the times that they say they won't use the North Delta facility, those are the times when exporting from the existing pumps is most damaging to the environment. And again, there's always the possibility that they'll just operate both export facilities simultaneously, take, you know, much more water than they would otherwise.
John Rosenfield observes that the state has spent 15 years reviewing water quality standards for the Bay Delta without resolution. So the coalition is also telling the Water Board that water quality guidelines should be updated before going ahead with a $20 billion project that might not be as useful as the state once thought. The coalition protest will now be negotiated between state agencies and advocate groups. The State Water Board will then make a final decision. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.